Good morning. It's nice to see everybody on this bright, beautiful day. And just a side note, you all do look bright and beautiful to me now because I've just had my second cataract taken care of. And it's amazing what I didn't see before, and I could see you in the back. So bear with me today with the readers. This is the first time using them in public, so if I skip a few words, just go with it. Okay. So we do have a few announcements today. First, the birth of Arthur Gia Bing Bruin to Ben Bruin and Linda Q. Grandparents are Mark and Grace Bruin, who are also celebrating their 40th anniversary today. Congratulations. And Jonathan and Teal Krause, brother and sister-in-law of Sarah Hogan, found out they're having a baby boy in March. This is their third child, and Katie and Danny are excited to have another cousin. How wonderful. Way to go, Danny. And we do have a nice surprise this morning. Many of you remember Jack Cassander, who grew up in this church. He will be leading us today in worship. So welcome, Jack. It's nice to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Thank you. Okay. So let us take a deep breath, relax, open up our ears and our hearts to take in God's words today.
Amen. Would you please join me in the call for worship? We come from many places, many walks of life, and bearing the marks of the lives we lead.
Here we are, one body, with its many varied parts, made stronger by our unity, and bound together by the love we share for one another, as members of God's great family.
Like any family, though, there are times we don't see eye to eye, where we are at odds with one another and we feel ourselves pulled away from one another by conflict.
God calls us in those times and places to seek understanding, to seek forgiveness, to mend broken fences and frayed relationships.
Great peacemaker, as we go about our lives together, we keep your example always in mind. We strive to nurture and tend to one another as brothers and sisters, as friends and fellow travelers on the journey of life. We are grateful for the community you've gathered, for the family you have bound together for us and entrusted to our care.
God, we are grateful beyond measure for the people you have placed in our lives and bound together as a community, united in love of one another and love of you. Let us worship as a loving and grateful people, lifting our voices in songs of praise and thanksgiving.
Would you please remain standing and join me in praying our prayer of confession for this morning? God, we have to level with you. We know you'd like us to forgive easily and completely. You'd like to see us be a generous and gracious people, slow to anger and quick to reconcile. While we know this, we don't always live like it. In fact, we very rarely live like it. We're a hot-tempered bunch, we humans, and we hold one another to an unforgiving standard. We're thankful when folks are patient and forgiving with us, but we don't extend the same latitude so easily when the shoe is on the other foot. We're harsh judges, and we're quick to penalize people when we feel slighted. We can, God, we must admit, be vengeful and petty when the mood strikes us. And hurt as it does to admit it, the mood strikes us a lot. We are self-aware enough to see all this, God. We know our shortcomings, and we'd like to work on them, but we struggle. It's much harder to give up a bad habit than it is to pick it up, Lord. Forgive us for our short tempers and our hard hearts. Forgive us for those things we have done that fall short of your high hopes for us, and for those things we have failed to do as a result of our short-sightedness and our lack of patience. We know we can, with your help, find that patience. We can become more generous with those around us, and in doing so, become better members of the human family than we are today. Be with us in the trying, in the turning of the other cheek, walking with us as we go. Amen. Friends, there is good news. Grace abounds. God is gracious. God is just. God forgives us our sins and cleanses us of all that is not right. God is not in the business of holding grudges. If we bring our wrongdoings before God with regret, we can rest assured we are forgiven, free of charge. Praise be to God.
Today's scripture is from Matthew 18, 21 to 35, and it is a parable about forgiveness. Then Peter came and said to him, "Lord, if my brother or sister sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "Not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, the Lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, "Pay what you owe." Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you." But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, "You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, his lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart.
I'd like to invite the children to come join me on the steps. It's good to see you all again, even though we just saw each other a few minutes ago, didn't we? I want to talk today about apologizing. Now, sometimes it's easy to do that. Like, if I stepped on your toe by accident and I said, "I'm sorry, could you forgive me for that, Danny?" Are you thinking about it? Oh. I hope he does. Yeah, Freya would forgive me if I stepped on her toe by accident. Yeah. And so if somebody does something accidentally, it's easy to forgive them because we know it was an accident, right? But did you ever have a hard time apologizing sometimes? Did anybody ever say to you, "Go apologize to your sister," or "Go apologize to your brother"? Yeah. It's not so easy then, is it? But Jesus just told us that he wants us, if somebody apologizes to us, to forgive them 77 times. That's a lot of times, isn't it? Well, that's good. Freya thinks she already forgave somebody 100 times, so we're off to a good start. And, you know, it's a good thing, because even when it's hard to forgive somebody, that's something we need to do. And you know why? Because we make mistakes, too, and we want somebody to forgive us. You know who else forgives us when we make mistakes? God forgives us when we make mistakes. And God is telling us that I forgive you for those mistakes that you made, and I want you to forgive other people when they make mistakes, right? And even on times when it's hard to do that, we're going to work on apologizing and accepting somebody else's apology, right? And remembering that it might be us that makes the mistake the next time. Right? Okay. Oh my goodness. All right, so let's say a prayer together and then we'll say the Lord's Prayer. Thank you, God, for forgiving us when we make mistakes, and help us have the ability to forgive other people when they need. And thank you for giving us the prayer that you taught us, our Father, who art in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts,
as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever. Amen.